from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That's one of the challenges we have, both at safety and at linebacker, where pivotal pieces that have not been able to rep, whether it be completely from the spring and training camp included, or some cases, a lot of the majority of training camp. So it's a challenge. You know, we'll find our way through it. The biggest challenge is having a player hurt is one thing, but having a new player hurt who doesn't know what we're doing systematically is another challenge. So we're trying to capture every rep we can, just using them and walk through this week, because we're getting closer and closer to the season here.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott. Injuries piling up. It's the story of the day, really, on the Bills. Week to week for a couple guys, multiple week injuries. Curtis Samuel is one of the guys week to week, turf toe. A little bit of a scare there, as Sal pointed out. That's what Chase Claypool had.
Yeah.
Went from day to day to out for the year.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, that's not great. It's not great for my Curtis Samuel to lead the NFL in receiving yards bet.
That seems like either. A bit of a bold bet. But
yeah.
Samuel week to week, MVS multiple weeks, Trubisky multiple weeks, Quentin Morris multiple weeks. We still are multiple weeks from the opener. 2 weeks, 5 days. 2 weeks and 2 days until Ravens Chiefs.
Yep.
To open the season. And let me check here. Oh, Arrowhead Stadium. If you've ever seen a game there before. It'll be at Arrowhead Stadium to open the season.
Sweet.
Another one.
Soon they'll have a new stadium.
Maybe. Right? Maybe.
5 to 10 years? Is that soon? That's not soon. It'll be after the Bills Stadium.
We'll get a fly-through of that one next week.
Yeah, right.
Jeremy and Joe, good morning.
It is amazing if these injuries really delay these guys coming back. What they're going to line up with at wide receiver after all these months. Like, from where we entered the offseason, the first day after they lost to the Chiefs, all my hopes and dreams about what they would have ended up at receiver versus what they're going to line up with against the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, I mean, especially if Samuel is unavailable.
If he's unavailable.
He's week to week with turf toe.
Yep.
Then it's Keon Coleman, Khalil Shakir, and Mac Hollins.
And then you're right after that, you're at Tyrell Shavers.
Yeah.
And KJ Hamler.
Yeah. That's not a lot of depth at that position. You know, I saw yesterday the Giants moved money around and opened up $19 million maybe in cap space. And immediately I thought, are they going to trade for Ayuk? Because who needs $15, $17 million in cap space unless right. You're going to make a big move? But
what would you need it for right now?
I don't know. He still hasn't been traded, and he still hasn't been signed.
Is that ever going to – it's never going to end, right? What actually is going to happen here?
He's going to sign.
But there is a there's an actual line of demarcation here, right? Like,
no,
the regular season.
You could just sign after it. You could set
You're
an
saying
extension.
You would sit out of regular season games?
Sure, right.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah. At some point, he and they need to decide if no resolution has been reached. Okay, now what? Is he playing? Are they going to ask him to play? Is he going to tell them, I'm not playing on a one-year contract, fifth-year option? Like, at some point, I think it's not yet, but right, it's within a couple of weeks now, and this has been like a seven-month saga.
Yeah.
It comes down to, all right, no trade, no deal. Like, no contract, no trade has happened. Are you playing for us, or are you sitting out of regular season games? And he'll have to then decide how real he wants to get here with all this.
They open with the Jets, and then go yes. Vikings, Rams, Patriots, Cardinals. By the 49ers Vikings, Rams, standard, that's not exactly a tough schedule.
It's not a murderer's row. Was that first game a primetime game?
It is.
What is it, Sunday night?
I believe so.
Okay. Against the Jets?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, it's Monday night. It's the opening Monday night game of the season is Jets at 49ers.
All right. That's pretty good. I think they might be, all of this is maybe the Niners just playing the game because they won't have to play the game, and they really what they want to have happen is him to play his final year without a contract. And that they're all of this is just, hell, we're going to, you know, we'll put this out there in the media and we'll talk to the Steelers and, right, you know, we'll talk contract with you. But really what we really want is you to play the fifth-year option without a contract.
Can I root for that too? Shouldn't we all root for that? If you are someone that wants Brandon Ayuk, that's pretty much the way to get him.
Maybe is the only way to get him.
He plays on a fifth-year option.
Yeah.
And then makes becomes an year. Unrestricted free agent. The Niners could franchise tag him, and they very well might. But if you are someone that thinks that's a good idea, I do. If you're someone that thinks the Bills would spend that money, I do.
Yeah.
Then the way for that to happen, this is Brandon Bean watching that, checking in on that, and hoping. I hope they just force him to play on it, and he plays on it, and then decides he wants to go somewhere and play with a great quarterback. And
by the time he actually would get traded, if it ever got to that point, or were to hit free agency, you would actually be in the ballgame then. Like, now they really can't be, right? Versus if he can, it's almost like, hey, Brandon, if you could delay this a year, Brandon Ayuk, if you could delay this a year, we can come get you. But if you are going to force your way out now, we can't. We're not in the ballgame. But in a year's time, you know, they would tag him, right? They would tag him and trade him.
They would try to do that, but how often has a guy been tagged and traded? A tag means
that's a good question.
He's going to play for you. I mean, the Bills famously tagged and traded Peerless Price, but past that,
okay, right?
Guys that get tagged and traded for compensation, I feel like it's mentioned a lot more than it actually ever happens.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know that I can remember the last time. Like, Le'Veon Bell didn't get traded, right? He just sat out a year.
Guys usually don't get traded because
if
you have tagged the guy, the tag is not, first off, the guy has to sign the franchise tag. And if he hasn't signed it, then
that's
another element here. You know, if you want this to happen, it's not just Bean. Wouldn't this be another reason that other teams are not willing to make the move? Like, listen, I'll give this guy $30 million, but I don't want to give you
a first round pick
to do it.
Right.
I could just wait a year. And, you know, maybe you decide to keep him, fine, but, I mean, he's absolutely worth it.
Yeah.
He will be at a position and of a spot where the Bills could probably use the help by next year. Add him to this receiver room, and you're talking about an incredible group. Like, when the Bills signed Curtis Samuel,
mm-hmm.
the day they signed him, it was, that's a really nice-looking number two.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
I liked him as an idea more than a Gabe Davis.
Right away, this is a better idea, more versatile. This is a great idea at number two.
Yep.
And then, you know, he kind of became the de facto number one, and Keon Coleman is in there as well. Like, great, okay. We'll see how he develops. Maybe the Bills get a look at Coleman for a year and decide, okay, how much more help do we need at this position? So, you know, with Ayuk and all this, I absolutely do think the Bills will spend big money at a position that commands big money again. I don't buy for a single second that what they are doing now is a new approach for them. I think it's a layover. I think it's where they have to live for now. And they will soon move back to where they were, which was paying I mean, they are, actually, as presently constructed, they have one of the most expensive receiving groups in the NFL because they're paying one guy $31 million on the cap to not play.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. How do you like this team in the exact same format except the $31 million that's designated to Diggs is going to Ayuk? Would anyone do that? Would you like that? There's your trade for next year.
Yeah.
You take the $31 million cap space and you're like, okay, now it's on him.
Yeah.
Except
a guy that's actually playing for us.
Right. Except, you know, you do that with a big contract, his cap, it will be like $6 million. Because
right.
That's how the cap works and move right. stuff around and save space if you need to. Anyway, 803-0550. We've talked about the receiving injuries, the receiver injuries, safety, backup quarterback. I want to get to a young quarterback conversation as well. Not Caleb Williams. It's going to be another year for watching the young guys. And one of the guys from last year gets, I think, as much hype as anybody I can remember. And I want to ask you if you think it's worth it because he's exciting, but, you know, still. Butch on the East Side, though, first, as we connect with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Good morning, Butch.
Good morning, guys, and thanks so much for taking my call. You know, I love you guys. I love MSG. I love the fans. Man, I love you guys as always. You guys have a great show. I've got something to say to you about the quarterbacks, but I wanted to say something about this Ayuk situation. I don't really believe Buffalo go that route. The reason being is the money they're eating right now, I believe they really want to see get through the season. Hopefully we come out on top like we're supposed to and have all that money next year to really just see what we can do and what's available out there on the free agent market next year. And plus through the draft, but I really can't see Ayuk. And personally, I'm just speaking about me. I don't throw anybody up under the bus. I really don't throw nobody's character out there like that. But personally, not knowing the guy personally, I just don't believe. I believe he's a head case. I just really do.
What evidence is there of that at all anywhere?
Now, reason why is, you know, just like this is about tweeting. It's just like we did about Diggs, about tweeting. You know, when he was in San Francisco, he complained about, I don't want this, I want to go here. They had a couple trades set up for him, they was going to move him. Oh, I don't want to go there. I'm not accepting that trade. I'm not accepting that. And the reason why, don't get me wrong, you have a right to do all of that. But at the same time, it just shows me that, you know, you want to leave, but you don't want to leave. You know, you want your money, and I get that. Go show up, go to work, get your lunch pail, get in there, and go get your money. Be a good employee as well as you want the employer to be well to do. I'm like this, show you there. You already there in San Francisco. You walking around with your bag on your back. You walking around in front of your teammates instead of stay home and get out their face. You rub it in their face while they're working hard and sweating.
His teammates, without a doubt, Butch, his teammates would support him and want him to get paid.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. It's nothing about the bag. Get the money. I want you to get the money. But it's the way you go about getting the money. And I believe in this city right now, the culture that we have right now, it's not about just coming in here, rubbing it in our face. Just stay away from the team and then get your money and come on back. We will open our eyes. But to walk around with us and talk to us while we take it a water break, that's not going to get it. That's just me. Again, I said that's just my opinion.
Well, those are hold-ins instead of hold-outs, which is becoming a little bit more common. I'm sure they are, you know, they put pressure on the team. But too often the player gets criticized for wanting to get paid and the team does not for not paying a player what he's worth.
I understand. Well, let me just move forward for this right fast. We were talking about the quarterback position, and Jay, both of you guys know, all offseason, and I was hitting on this way before the draft, that I wanted the Buffalo Bills to make a late-round pick and get a player. And my player, you already know, get out of Tennessee, Joe Milton III. I really believe Buffalo dropped the ball by not drafting him at that time, but it's fine. They have an opportunity when cutdown day come back to get a couple players back in there. We got a couple guys, you know, Anucci and this other guy we just got from Baltimore, and that's cute and all. But at the same time, we got to get him here just to finish the last game. But now when the cutdown day comes, it's a possibility you could get a Kyle Allen, even though he's not that great, but at least he knows the offense, he knows the city, he knows the players. He can come in here and be the backup. But then you still get Joe Milton to come in here and bring him back in here as a number three, and you can groom him. Then you can figure it out how you guys want to do it. As they're going now, Mitch Trubisky, to me, I just really believe both need to go on IR and just be done with it, wipe your hands with the situation. He's not the same guy that he was before. You know, he's supposed to be more steadier, more ahead of the game. To me, he regressed a little bit. But at the same time, I just wish Brandon Bean just go ahead and just clean it all up, You know, we dropped the ball a little bit now. We got a little mess in our face. We got opportunity cleaned up on cut down day. Bring Kyle Allen back in and go get a Joe Milton off the waiver wire. And let these guys go ahead, come in here and back up as number two. And you got your number three and you got your young kid with a big arm that you can groom to one day be a number two behind Josh Allen. But anyway, again before, not to be redundant, I love you guys. I love your show. Love MSG. Love.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
WD on the fans, you guys know I definitely love you, and I want you to have an outstanding day. And thanks for taking my call, my friends.
You too, Butch. I'm drafting a quarterback. To me, that makes a lot of sense that they should draft a guy to be the backup. Mm-hmm. I asked Sal. He does not agree. We can disagree on things. I asked if the Bills have signed Mitch Trubisky because he's the best backup quarterback they can have, or if because the job is to be a voice in Josh's ear that he trusts. The last couple backup quarterbacks, I mean, they keep signing his friends. Kyle Allen looked horrible in the preseason, and Sal, his point was, and they kept him around because he never played. He never actually had to play.
Mm-hmm.
My belief is if Allen were to get hurt and miss time, Trubisky might get a half of football before Brandon Bean gets on the phone to try and find a backup quarterback that can play. That is what happened in Minnesota last year when they went out and got Josh Dobbs, who was not great, but
yep.
It's not that unusual to pass over the backup for someone that's on another team, and the Bills did this to the practice squad. It was a long, long time ago. But I don't think that Mitch Trubisky is the best backup they could possibly have. You could say Ryan Tannehill is, but Tannehill might be waiting for a better opportunity. If you draft one, you at least get the idea of the continuity of a guy that's going to be – he'll know the system. He'll know the offense. He's in his third year. He's never played. But he's a backup quarterback. This is the idea when they drafted Jake Fromm, right?
Yeah.
And then, of course, they didn't work out. But I don't think they would just play Trubisky. First off, he's got to get healthy. The same way that them keeping Kyle Allen on the roster last year, I don't think that tells me anything. He never had to play.
Yeah. I'd like them. Like, he brings up Joe Milton. In theory, big quarterback with a rocket arm that's really raw but could also run. Like, all right. You're getting a very, very, very poor man's version of Josh Allen, right? Like, I don't have to change as much things about my offense, maybe, if I get a guy like that.
Yeah.
But how hard is that to accomplish? I mean, Joe Milton had a nice first preseason game. You know what he did in his second preseason game? You know why there's no hype about him this week? He attempted 7 passes. He completed 2 of them and also took 2 sacks and a fumble. So, all right, we didn't get any hype this week because it didn't go well in preseason game number 2, and anyone that watched him in college didn't like him. The only evidence I have at this point that the Bills have gone for that style of quarterback is Cam Inman reporting last year that they made an offer for Trey Lance that was only beat by the Cowboys. And maybe we'd be living a different existence. If Dallas doesn't offer a fifth-round pick, Trey Lance might be a Bill right now and might just be their backup quarterback. Right. And that's a, again, big, athletic, super raw, maybe not trustworthy to be the backup, but it's what do they want? Do they want a guy that can run around and extend plays and create with his legs if he's ever got to go in, or do they want a guy to come in and hand the ball off? Because that's what Kyle Allen was, right? That's what I think Trubisky is. You're going for your game manager type guy. Chris Trapasso's been out here on Twitter banging the drum for, like, why don't you go get Malik Willis, who's the third in Tennessee? Maybe he'll get cut. Maybe they'll do that. Because that's another one that's a different type of backup. He's not going to come in and manage the game for you. He's going to come in and scramble around and maybe run for 80 yards while completing 70. The Bills, other than, again, the one report from last year that they wanted Lance, every other move they've made at backup quarterback is now they just kind of want clipboard guy, friends with Allen, coach that's going to come in and manage the game.
On sign and trades, or sorry, tag and trades, there have been a couple. Thank you. Had a couple point this out on Twitter. Joe writes in that Brian Burns this year, tagged by Carolina, traded to the Giants. That cost a second, a fifth, and a pick swap.
Okay.
Legarius Sneed, tagged by the Chiefs, traded to Tennessee for a third. So
that must have been quick.
Yeah.
Because maybe it was like that day that they did that? Because that was very early in the offseason.
Yeah.
Okay. Sneed. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's for me, like the conversation, get back to the conversation about guys that are out for the money. I want to put context on that. The team decides if the reputation of a player gets there. Why would anyone think Brandon Ayuk is a head case because he wants to be paid what he's worth? The reason you think that is because the Niners have not paid him. Why haven't the Bills had anybody like that? Because the Bills pay everybody.
Yeah.
They really do.
They never let it get to that point.
They never let it get to that point. And if they in some cases, they let a guy walk, Poyer, and he comes back.
Edmonds.
Edmonds. Yeah. Edmonds, they didn't extend.
Right.
He might have wanted more in a long-term contract, but he would have told them, they would have told him, like, we're not going to do it. We're not interested.
Right.
This is a case where...
Also, his best year was the year of his fifth-year option. Ayuk has already kind of broke out before. Like, the timeline doesn't match up the same
way. Yeah, but the Bills are a team that extends people. I mean, Jamar Chase going through it in Cincinnati. Why? Cincinnati's a team that doesn't want to pay. CeeDee Lamb going through it in Dallas. Why?
Dallas doesn't want
to
pay.
Why are these Dallas players always talked about like this? It's because the Cowboys organization allows that to happen. The Niners pay everybody, too. They just are actually kind of maybe out of money. They paid McCaffrey. They paid Trent Williams. They pay Bosa.
Oh, that they actually have to pay Trent Williams.
Oh, sorry. Because he's holding in.
Right. But they paid Kittle.
They pay everybody.
They gave McCaffrey a pay raise. They paid Debo. Debo's got a massive contract.
Yep.
Well, massive for when he signed it.
I don't know. I mean, you can all approach it how you want. To be told where you're going to work in a league because of a CBA that was negotiated before you were in the league, your salary is completely suppressed for five full seasons as a first-round pick. And when you wildly outperform that, if your team pays you, everything's fine. And if the team you're on doesn't pay you, you're the jerk? Like, I'm sorry, no. Brandon Ayuk is not a jerk because he thinks he needs more guarantees than 1 year. His career could end in week six. It could just be over for him. I mean, the Bills have brought in guys that have had success. And, well, let's see if they can rekindle. Chase Claypool had a couple of big seasons. Did Claypool ever get paid? He played his rookie deal, had two good years, and then what? If he had had the opportunity to get paid right after that second year, would he have gotten $27 million in the bank? Like, careers are short, and if you're one of the best and other employers, other teams are paying those salaries, then of course you should go for it. Mark and Tonawanda. Hey, Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, so I was looking it up while I was on hold. I like to blame Brandon Bean in a way here. And so since 2020, the Bills traded for Stephon Diggs. Since Gabe Davis, they took him in round four. Since then, they have not taken a receiver in the top three rounds, and I think that's a mistake. I truly do, and that's on Brandon Bean. I think if you want to go for a guy like Ayuk, I'm all for that. Who wouldn't be for that? I mean, he's the best separator in the game. But to see it as we don't need anybody else in your offense becoming just – you know, two dimensions is Josh Allen or Diggs. It clearly hasn't worked. You need weapons for Josh Allen high in these drafts to see if you can hit and get him on these rookie deals. I think that's the answer. I don't think going defense, you know, as long as we got Ayuk, well, we can focus on the defense. No, you need depth. You got to go into Kansas City with healthy wide receivers. And Jeremy, I got a question for you. Just piggybacking off of what you just said. I'm not saying Ayuk's a jerk. I don't think so. I don't know him that well. But I know you defend Diggs. I want an example of what athlete is a jerk to you, or what Buffalo athlete, you know, would you qualify as a jerk? I'm going to have him listen. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mark. My answer would be, I don't care. It doesn't really matter to me. It matters to people in the building. I don't deal with the players individually. I don't have to be in those meetings. I respect that players might rub people the wrong way, but I think we are way too caught up in it. It doesn't matter. Is there a jerk on the Chiefs in the last 5 years? Definitely. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Do they care? Will we care? Is there an auditing process after you win a Super Bowl where they talk about, did you have jerks? I think a lot of it is guy leaves your team, you talk about him like a jerk. You and I were watching. It's just, to me, it's funny. It's funny that we are so obsessed over everybody getting along so well. Yesterday, you and I were out watching Leicester and Tottenham yesterday. You don't have to like soccer. Hold on. This is just a quick point. There's a play and a shot, and the goalie made a save, and the goalie got up and screamed at his center back.
Amazing.
He screamed at him in a way that would have made NFL circles pass out. You would have passed out if you think that Diggs laid into Allen. We took calls for months about how he showed up his quarterback. This goalie in the face of a teammate, unbelievably. And like, how is it today there? Like, it's just Tuesday. It's not a big deal. Conflicts happen. My opinion on this, Mark, as you say this, is we live in an age where 98% of what we consume from the NFL is NFL filtered, team filtered. So, of course, you believe that the players that left were bad and the players that have come in are all good. And it's not just the Bills, it's everybody. It's all NFL filter. And just win. Right? Just win. Is Ayuk a jerk? I mean, the Niners have won an awful lot of games with him if he is. Mm-hmm. Is Diggs a jerk? Four straight division titles. I mean, Antonio Brown is the poster
him.
Child.
I think he's a jerk.
Where did he finish his career? Where did he finish?
Tampa.
With who?
Brady.
Brady. What does Tom Brady think about it? Does he care? Or does he want me to catch the ball, man? Go catch the ball. That's what I need from you.
He might not have cared up until the moment where he was doing jumping jacks shirtless off
sure.
the field.
Like he did, but like he didn't know.
All right.
Like he didn't know that was possible. They went out and got Brown for Brady.
They did win the Super Bowl together.
What have the Jets done? Who'd they go get? They went out and got a guy that's at odds with his own family and is famously pretty tough to take. And why are they doing it? To win a Super Bowl. And if they win a Super Bowl, guess what? Flags fly forever. Like, you get that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's somewhat about, sure, that stuff can matter in that building, and I'm not saying it's completely meaningless, but to me, someone that's going to sit here and talk about how you're going to evaluate moves and getting players, like, yeah, okay. Why was Diggs a jerk? Because he wanted to win so ferociously? It's become commonplace to say he would keep demanding the ball. Did that ever happen? Does anyone know that that happened? Has anyone ever said that that happened here? Point me to one article where it's quoted that someone said that happened. You won't find it.
Mm-hmm.
Whispers this, whisper that. We got lots of whispers about lots of players. You will not find him saying, I need the ball. Gabe Davis last year made a comment about, well, look what happens when you get me the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Gabe.
Watkins once famously made a comment about that, didn't
he? Every receiver does. Tom Brady, we played the clip last week saying how important it is to get those guys the ball because they have the hardest job. So, like, guys that want to win, guys that are not afraid to hold truth to power, even if it rubs people the wrong way, like, you do want a little bit of that in your room. He's gone. That's fine. I'm not backing away from that. You're going to back away from great players? Chris Jones, his contract did not come easy for Kansas City. What'd they do? Well, I mean, this guy wants too much money. Of course not. Sign him. Mm-hmm.
Wasn't Michael Jordan a jerk?
Yeah, it's...
He's a jerk, right?
And he, right. And there's a lot of people... I don't know. Right. This is not a rant. I don't really know what it's even getting at.
A-Rod was a jerk.
Sure.
Milan Lucic is a jerk. That's for other reasons, though.
I mean, there's so many Hall of Famers and so many great players and so many levels that, like, push. They push people. Anyway, all right, we're very late. More phone calls if you want. I don't know what we're getting at.
Evan Lazar next.
Yeah.
Drake May.
Shout out to the Patriots a little bit as we go as well. It's Tuesday. Feels like fall. Feels like football, and we're, I don't know, talking about the Bills. That's how it goes. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.